Alexei Ilyich, will you give your opinion upon the situation with tolerance? Children are constantly being told that it's okay, everyone have the right to have their own opinion, including sexual minorities. So the point is that the notion of tolerance can have at least two definitions, a narrow one and a broader one. Tolerance means endurance. Can we be tolerant to murder? No, no, no. Can we be tolerant to robbery? No, no, no. So can we be tolerant to arrogance, to arrogant behavior? No. So then what do we mean by tolerance? Tolerance to what? To Satanism, for example? So can we be tolerant to Satanism? We start thinking about it. So, but how come? It is his worldview. So the point is that I can and I must treat with tolerance a person and understand that he has got the right. So, and I cannot take away his right to anything, but I cannot be tolerant to the worldview which brings evil to a person. We cannot confuse these things. We cannot. I can sympathize with this drunken man. Yes, he's a poor guy, but I cannot be tolerant to heavy drinking. I can sympathize with this robber, but I can never be tolerant to robbery. The same concerns science, for example. If scientists are indifferent to the theories which are appearing every day now, we won't have any theories. So look at the arguments they are having nowadays. Which theory is right, which is false? So clear. So without this, science cannot develop. They are arguing, they are quarreling. Religion is the same science, but it concerns another sphere of life. So why do scientists argue in medicine, in astronomy? So, but why can't they argue in religion? I can treat and I must treat with tolerance, respect to a man of another religion, but I must say what I disagree with. Why I disagree with this worldview? This is my right. Listen, this is my own right. And when people say that we have to be tolerant, it means that we must not say that Satanism is bad. I don't understand then why does it happen? Why? Why do we say that the sun rotates around the earth, but that it's wrong? So how can you say so? But if a man is cocksure about this, you know, in England there is the Flat Earth Society, the club of strange guys who are sure that the earth is as flat as a pancake. They're told, just listen, look here from the satellite, there are photographs. So we don't believe in photographs. The earth is flat. So there is the horizon, go there and you will see that it is flat. It's not spherical. So, and tell me, do we have the right to disagree with them, or we don't have the right to disagree with them? Let's not confuse these things. On the one hand, I have to be tolerant to a person's right to have any worldview. Another thing is when it concerns the worldview itself, then here we have the full right to reciprocal criticism, reciprocal argument. In another case, there would not be any science, any religion, because religion is a science, and any religion is characterized by its own scientific theory. So this theory, for example, Buddhism, there is no God. Okay. So this is its scientific theory, the theory of its worldview. Or, for example, there's only one God, no Trinity. But do we have the right to argue with it? Yes, we do have the full right to analyze and criticize the worldviews. For example, I disagree with. That's what, in my opinion, tolerance is about.